Blog Talk Radio.
About the blue, nigga. Tupac, like all eyes is on you, nigga. Got something to prove without nothing to lose, nigga. It's the mill that I trust. I gotta kill it, I must. Nobody feel it like us. It ain't spilling like us. And when I say spill, that just mean my heart is in it. That's like the Bentley on the lot, the only car that's tenant. Looking so clean, I outcast the outcast. J, Nas, Andre, and M, I'm trying to outlast. And when my goals are high, I'm feeling like my goals could reach. And if I die, it's a meal that my soul should keep. Preach.
That's what I feel like, to look in the mirror and see God's reflection.
And if I die, and if I die, it's a meal that my soul should keep. Preach.
You know, greatness came from chaos. Live the future through the present. High frequency. Live illuminated.
A male soul was like the devil in his prime. Bet this clip could read your mind, but I'm an angel when I shine. My pen and pad can't even read between the lines. And if it did, the definition that you see can't be defined. A male soul worth much more than gold, than money, cars, and clothes, and pussy strings and shows. But a nigga won it all, and then some. Can't lose when the outcome was income. Niggas claiming that they won when we been won. You getting started with a meal, so been done. We been doing this, you niggas just new to this flow. Flowing so ludicrous, a meal been pursuing this. So I can never take this rap shit lightly. Just rap so tightly, I get why other cats don't like me. Cause my goals are high, my goals are ready, hit his peak. And if I die, it's a meal that my soul should keep. Preach.
All money's legal. Ambition, motivation, intelligent life.
And if I die, and if I die, it's a meal that my soul should keep. Preach.
Find that balance. The money's the currency. The currency is the current. And the curse the melanin. It's the God.
Fire. Pop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. Ben Frank in the building. You know how we doing a Wednesday night, man. It's the home of the indie artist, the network. Got a good show for you tonight, man. For real, for real, for real. We got public relations specialist, Lady Lake, calling in. You know what I mean? Phone lines lighting up early. Let's get straight to it. 239. What's popping?
Hello, that's me, Cindy from Lady Lake. How are you?
Hey, that's what's up, Cindy. Lady Lake in the building. Good to have you on the show, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Let everybody know what you're all about.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
Our pleasure. Pleasure. Let everybody know what you're all about and what you do, what you specialize in, you know.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much. This is my 14th year as a promoter of independent music of all varieties. In addition to which, we do several charitable projects per year. We just worked with No Kid Hungry promoting the Charitable Tuesday, whereas Kellogg's was our corporate matcher. Our next project will be in June called The Month of Light for the Light Up the Love charity with various artist performances on Thursdays. We also just did the Isolated Session series with national corporate sponsors from the music industry and various talent, a mixture of known acts and indie acts. I've also worked for a label as an A&R of the Urban Division, and I put on my own hip-hop R&B showcase in Charlotte to benefit Music for Vets. That's a little bit about what I do.
I like that. I like that. It's, you know, that's a good resume right there.
Thank you very much.
For real, for real. How you feel the music industry has changed, you know, due to the COVID-19 thing?
From when I first started or in general?
A matter of fact, yeah, let's get just in general at the moment, you know, with the whole COVID-19 thing going
on,
how you think
the
music industry is changing?
Okay, so what's happening obviously is the live shows, the tours, the performances and clubs and venues, you know, all that's upside down right now. A lot of people canceled their whole year of touring. People have rescheduled as far as into next year, postponing everything. You know, big, big artists who were going to like a European tour, national tour, whatnot. As far as our local indie players, you know, the venues are closed. So what do people do but go online? And so all of the streaming things like Stage It and Concert Window and Facebook Live and Instagram Live, you know, is full of performances. One thing you're not short of is entertainment in your home. All you got to do is turn on your social media, right?
Exactly.
So that's
exactly.
Why we started. That's why we started the series called Isolated Sessions. It was twice a week, and we finished a whole bunch of artists, and now we're going to come back and do a whole other bunch of artists to give, you know, people an opportunity to see them also. All the money that was raised goes to each individual artist who was performing to give them, you know, additional source of income, because some of these folks, this is their source of income, you know, and not being able to play their shows, you know, people are not having money to keep the lights on and the food in the refrigerator and stuff.
Yeah, times getting rough out here. You know? Yeah,
mm-hmm. Definitely.
No more shows. Ain't no shows going on.
No, there's nowhere to play. I mean, where I am, I'm in South Florida. I don't know where are you guys based?
New York City.
New York
yeah,
City.
In the
well,
from Oakland. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, New York City, you know, that's a hot spot. So I know that places aren't available to play up there. They've got to have everything shut. Down here, what they're doing, because of the nature of the temperature here, they're doing some open air type, you know, shows where the stage is just out of doors. So we're getting some entertainment back. But as far as like the clubs and venues and stuff down here, not the same. And I have friends in Boston. We just did a big showcase last year in Boston at City Winery. And I've got a lot of artists who play up in the Boston area, and that's, you know, that's everything's shut up there. There's nothing going down. So it's hurting everybody, but like across the board, I would say, you know, music doesn't sell like it used to. People are trying to make money, figuring out ways to make money. And at one point, the shows and the touring was what was making the money. So there's going to be a reversal, and the innovators are going to be stepping in with new ideas. I don't know if you guys saw this, but I'm not a real big sports girl, but I'm sure you guys will have this one. It is a famous stadium. It could be in New York. I'm not sure. But they're going to do, they're going to turn it into an open air, like a drive-in type thing where you drive in your car, like the old-fashioned drive-in movie. I don't know how old y'all are, but I know what that is. And they're going to have drive-in concerts there. I don't know if you guys
That's
heard about this.
A good
I just
idea.
Read about it. What's that?
That's a good
That's
idea.
That's a
I haven't heard
good
that
idea.
Well, you know what? If I had a little capital behind me, I would hit up a bunch of these theaters that now are being used as, sometimes they're using them as open-air markets and such, and, you know, set me up a tour and have people go on tour to these open air type concerts with people drive up. I think it's doable if somebody's got the finances. I got the artists. I got the skills. If anybody's listening who wants to bankroll a tour, just hit me up.
Wow.
I'm a networking person and an idea person, and I'm always coming up with new things. And I think I met you guys, as a matter of fact, by somebody in my network. I think I was promoting maybe one of the shows on Twin Radio. It was a great, great, great friends of mine for years and years. All those guys are great. And I think I've met you through one of their DJs. Maybe. I'm not sure how I know you guys, but I'm sure it's from Twitter.
Yeah, it's the network, man. You know, everybody networking with each other. That's how it links up, you know?
Well, the deal is this, right? You know, there's different styles of music. And everybody's out doing their thing. But despite the fact of whether or not you care for each style, doesn't matter, to each his own. You know, everybody likes what they like. Some people like different things, whatever. But we're all in this together. It's all a community of people trying to, like what you guys are doing, trying to get the word out about different artists, about different companies. I'm doing the same thing. We're not competitors. It's a community of people. And if people saw that way, you know, it's all that everybody's in this together. Nobody should be really competing for a buck, because if everybody supports everybody, we'll all do good together. It's a way for everybody to rise up. So that's some old thinking about who can outdo who, who's better than who, and who's going to make a dollar better than who when we're all independents. You know, all the independents, the more you band together with people, the bigger you get and the bigger projects you can do. And the hip-hop and R&B showcase that I put on is one thing, because Lord knows if you guys saw me, I certainly do not look like the face of hip-hop at all. However, I love the music, and I've got the skill set, and I know the artists, and so I was able to connect with a lot of friends in a small indie label in Charlotte, and we put on a standing room only. The line was wrapping around the block. The venue was sold out. We had some great talent on that stage, independents that weren't known to International Nova, who's a friend of mine, performed, as did Dave Tolliver from Men at Large. So we had a Grammy winner, we had a hip-hop charter on Billboard, and then we had independent artists. So, you know, it's all about everybody just giving each other a hand and raising each other up.
That's it.
That's it, man.
You know, Lady Lake, my name is Heston Cleveland.
Mm-hmm, and I did see you. Mm-hmm.
I've been following you for quite some time, and I was really excited when Ben Frank posted and said you were going to be on. It's a pleasure meeting you. I'm just really getting started. My mom, you know, has a reissued album that's actually doing surprisingly well after 41 years.
Wow.
And I met Ben Frank and Future Guru, and they have really taught me the ropes. I've learned so much every week. This is Indie Class 101.
Amen.
And, you know, everybody comes... Everybody comes on and share their experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And I look forward to the show every week. And I always have to give my love and shout out to Ben Frank for this platform. And, of course, Future Guru is a blessing to listen and learn. You know, because my mom's music is incredible. And my father wrote and played every instrument. And for them not to go anywhere, you know, maybe one radio station played them. And social media has changed. And now... She's known all over the world.
Amazing.
And surprisingly, today is my birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
And
happy
the
birthday.
Love I've received.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And, you know, the love I've gotten today, I mean, you know, social distancing and quarantine, my phone has not stopped since 5 this morning.
Wow.
It's amazing. You know, you never really know till you've experienced it. My mom's story is a story that movies are made of. And I'm just really living the dream. And I'm blessed to be able to share it. And I'm going to shut up now because it's your time.
No, but that brings up a very interesting point, which is the power of social media. And people who don't understand why you need to be on it, why you need to use it, and what can it do for you. So a perfect example of that is a guy who I met who was a very popular signed artist back in the 90s. He was on all of the big late night shows at the time on the major networks on television. He was signed to a big record label, had a deal, toured, you know, made money, the whole thing. And then, you know, as genres of popular music change, his style sort of went out of vogue. They lost their deal. And he wanted to restart, you know, some 20 years later, you know, whatever, and came to me and said, well, why do I need social media? What's it going to do for me? I don't understand how being on these platforms, you know, makes it work. And I said, well, it's not going to work in a day, and it's not going to work in a week. It's getting people interested. It's about interacting. It's about engaging with your audience, your fans, your followers, building a following. You know, it's all about expanding, and it happens in a natural way. Funny thing was, when I went to Charlotte, I went into we had two after parties, because that rolled on until the light of day, I will tell you what. But I walk into the one venue, I have a young man walk up to me and says, I know you. I'm thinking, who the world do I know in Charlotte? He says, you're Lady Lake. I know you from social media. I thought, well, yes, you do, because I'm pretty unmistakable with this big head of blonde curls. And I said, isn't that interesting how people follow you? And so when I first started in this, it was back in the days of the MySpace. I don't know if y'all have had a MySpace, but that's where I began. I was friends with a band who had a very big hit in the early 2000s. They were a twin brother duo called Evan and Jaren. And their song was Crazy for This Girl, big, big top 10 hit. And they had a little chat box on their website. And they said, hey, you guys, we're going to move to MySpace. Will you all you guys come over and be our fans? So I built a MySpace to go over and support this band. And lo and behold, people started hitting me up left and right with all this music and MP3s and, hey, listen to me. And I'm thinking, what is this? This is a whole new music world. And I had no connections. My only background is I know how to read music and sing, but I had no industry, anything, no connections, no skills, nothing. I learned how to submit to radio from a friend of mine who is a program director at Homegrown Radio New Jersey named Cher Stack. Hi, Cher, if you're listening. I learned A&R skills from a guy who I won't drop a name because he's that famous, but he was the head of A&R at Sire Records, and he taught me how to prepare an artist for submission. I learned music management from a lady who managed one of the biggest blues guitarists up in Asbury Park. She taught me music management. You know, so I learned at the feet of people who were, you know, experienced, and I was like a sponge. I I did everything I could. I took every meeting I could. I missed, you know, vacation time, my birthday, you know. I did everything I could think of to try and make more contacts. And I started Twitter with zero, just like everybody else. I have 58,000 legitimate followers. I've never once on any platform bought a friend, a follower, a like, or a number. Every statistic you see from me, straight up legit. I don't believe in doing that. I believe in putting my name behind every project that I have, every artist that I support, and everything that I do is done with integrity. And I'm very proud of becoming one of the top independent promoters in the United States. There you have my story, y'all.
Yeah, I read up on
That's
you. You know, I bumped into you, I want to say, about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I started just like you, literally. I was submitted my MP3 all around. It was lucky that my mom already had a fan base before we started the reissue campaign, so a lot of people were familiar with her. So they would go, sure, Heston, you know, I'm familiar with Carrie Cleveland. I'll tag you, and you could RT. And
right.
I'm like, what the hell is RT? I mean, I was that green, you know.
Right.
RT, what tag? I had to Google tag. I had
right.
no idea, but like you said, the passion and the interactions and the time, I've been really doing well where Twitter has put me in contact with radio stations, write-ups, music blogs. Now, literally, my mom's music is being played all over the world. To give you an example, this morning I woke up at like 4:30. They were playing my mom's music on the radio, wishing me happy birthday. You know, when I went to bed, I was like, wow, I'm going to have to spend my birthday all by myself. But this has literally been one of the busiest birthdays in my 57 years. You didn't really hear that, but
yeah.
I'm truly happy, you know. I'm pretty much, my father is a music legend. Far as social media, Bill Cleveland, I mean, he died like 25 years ago, and his music lives on through my mother and I have reconnected with a couple of my father's students. Ben Frank, I sent you a song, and I think Future sent you a song. One of my father's students. And another one, his name is the Maestro. He has platinum records with Too Short. Made music for Drew Down, the Loonies. He's pretty much known in Oakland. It's truly amazing. And I bumped across you. I'm like, hey, I could follow her and learn quite a bit. Like you said,
right.
Looking at your picture, she don't know nothing about no hip hop.
Ha ha.
You do. And
let's
like you
go.
Said,
let's go. I'll go all the way back with you. And I'm going to tell you who I like all the way back from the old school days. Because it
Whoa.
Went from breakdance club music. You know, it was disco. It went to, like, club music. It was free. All the freestylers. I'm friends with all the freestylers. I know all of them. They know me. And then, you know, it went into the old hip-hop. Like, I like LL Cool J and Run DMC and MC Lyte. Young MC, Rob Bass. You know, I mean, I like all that. So I'll take you all the way back, not just now. And now I know a lot of the indie guys. And then, you know, International Nova was in the whole scene with Fat Joe and the Terror Squad, Tony Sunshine, you know, RIP for Fred the Godson, all those guys. So, I mean, you think I don't know no hip-hop, but I do.
Yeah,
no, that's right. Yo, give us your top five greatest MCs of all time, no order, your favorites.
He's talking to you.
I can't.
Yeah,
something I'm hearing like buzzing or sorry.
Oh, it's all good. Give us your top five greatest MCs of all time, no order. Yeah, your top five. Your top five favorite MCs. Your top five favorite rappers.
I could not do that off the top of my head. Seriously.
No order. No order. No order.
It, that, no, because, you know, I got, no, I'm personal friends with some people. I mean, I really am friends with some people in the industry that are, you know, a little bit bigger, and I don't want to play favorites. I mean, okay, I'll tell you what. I got offered through MC Hammer to put together, through his company, to put together an independent. Where y'all, you guys are north, dang. He wants me to do it in Florida to put together independent hip-hop showcases. They want it down here.
Nice.
MC Hammer?
You know MC Hammer, he's got the pants.
I know, no.
Yeah.
I'm from Oakland. I know him personally.
And you can't touch that?
I'm from Oakland. I know him.
You know, so like, I don't want to say I like this guy and I don't like that guy and I like this guy and I don't like that guy and I don't want to say who I like and who I don't like. Or who's my favorite?
It's all good.
You know, we have to all be Switzerland. If you know what that means, it means you're neutral and you like everybody the same.
Yeah.
Ah, you're funny.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we get it.
She,
you know, because personally, you know, I have personal friends, and then I have personal taste. But, you know, you can't, in this business, you can't let anything sway the business side of the business. You have to be all business. So I have to be, you know, and it's very difficult because I deal with people who are very, very new and very new to the game and very green. And then I deal with people who are very big and very experienced, have huge careers, and then you have to be the same, you know, professional person to both of those people. And sometimes the people who are new, you'd be very surprised, the people who are new, who have absolutely nothing going on, sometimes are not as courteous as the people who have, you know, 40 years in the business. It's very surprising to me. And then you think, you know, you don't have a dang thing going for you, especially your attitude. And so you might think you got talent, and even if you do, if this is the type of attitude that you're going to show me, why would I present you for any opportunities when I would be afraid that you would show this attitude to someone else?
Right, because that tarnishes your name.
So I'm not only selective as to the talent that I support, I'm selective as to how courteous someone is. You don't have to know every square inch of the business, but at least you could be polite, because anybody could learn. Anybody could say, I don't understand or I don't know what you mean, but I'm willing to learn. But if you come in with,
right.
Oh, you know, nah, I don't want to do this, and it's not for me.
Yeah, you know, I've learned that if you're humble and kind and also confident, you'll go a long way, because first of all, you have to be confident to do yourself, you know, and present your music and share it and kind of be like cast iron, where the bullets will bounce off, you know, because like you said earlier, some people might not like it, but then mm-hmm. others might love it.
Exactly.
So I compare it to ice cream. Most people like ice cream. It's just what flavor you like. So
right.
My mom's music is more like a hybrid, and mm-hmm. Ben Frank quoted it best. He just said timeless music.
Right.
And I have to agree with that, because it's sort of disco, it's sort of R&B, and it's kind of rhythm and blues. So when I first started, I was doing pretty good. And then a few people, well, you know, that's not my genre. I'm sorry, I can't do it. And I'm sitting there for like maybe 2 or 3 hours, and I'm like, wait a minute, you playing the same type of music my mom's music is, but you have to accept it and just move on to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've learned that, and if you're polite, people reach out and help you, because like I said, I'm still kind of green.
Mm-hmm.
And people love the story, because it's a really a story behind my mom's music. It's a family love story. I jokingly call it, you know, I'm Leave It to Beaver, because my mom and dad were married for 32 years. Before my dad died, they had got married the second time, and I was the best man.
Wow.
I've never seen them physically fight. They shared the love for music. It was beautiful. Oh, hold on. I got this call coming in. Merge.
Yeah. It's all good, man. Yeah. That's real, man. Timeless music, for real. Like.
Right. Well, it's good music is good music.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, but then you have someone who will come to you and say, what do you think of my music? Which means they want your opinion. But you
right.
have to be very careful if you ask for someone's opinion, because you're going to get their opinion.
Yeah, and it hurts.
So I had a young guy come to me, and he said, you know, listen to this and tell me what you think. And I listened, and it wasn't bad, but it was really, really close to a Pharrell song. I mean, it was so close that it almost sounded like he took a couple of, you know, he took a couple of bars off of that. And I said, you know, if I were you, I would not put out something that's this close to a very famous Pharrell song, because there's been all kinds of lawsuits, and that's one lawsuit you're not going to win. So I think I might go to something a little bit more original, or if you're sampling, to get the rights to sample, you know?
Yeah.
Wow, is that close to it?
It was that close. I mean, it was so close that if you played them side by side, you know how there was the big debate with Vanilla Ice that he ripped off, you know, Ice Ice Baby, which if you listen to the two songs together, there is a little bit of a ripoff. But I love Vanilla Ice, so I shouldn't have said that. But I do. I think he's just a crazy dude. But, you know, when you're that close, and those people are super rich, and if they sue you, you're never going to work, you're never going to eat, and you're going to live in a box for the rest of your life, because they just, you know, they're so powerful. So, I mean, to be maintain originality is really important, and to have your own sound, to be unique.
Hey, you know, that's just like Rob Bass.
Mm-hmm.
Once Quincy Jones sued me, that's the, you know, since I said his name, that was the first time I heard that name in over 10, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's real, man.
Yeah, so then, you know, then I have the opposite of that, which I had a young band come, and they were an aspiring R&B. They had a little bit of hip-hop to them. And they said, what do you think? And they lived out in the middle of absolutely nowhere, like Kansas or something. And I said, you guys, you don't sound half bad. You know, you could use a little bit more professional recording and some better materials, but you guys just are not going to make it in Kansas. You guys are going to have to relocate. If you want to play shows and have any larger level of success, I don't think Kansas is going to do it.
You know, I agree with you in a way, but
I'm not that you wouldn't be successful in Kansas, but it, you know, if you stay completely local and you have
know,
no aspirations to get your music out of Kansas to other people to hear it, and all
right.
you want to do is play local shows, you might be popular in Kansas, which is fine. There's no shame in that game. But, you know,
I was encouraging
them to send the music out to other people. Get some. Their recording was a little shaky. I think it was homemade or something. I said, you know, find some level of producer, even a little local producer, get it sharpened up a bit. Get yourself some good photos, you know, not from your iPhone. Get somebody to take some photos. You know, just make a presentation and then send it around to the indie stations and see how that does. And I told them to check back in with me. I'd be willing to give them some tips and some pointers. They were very, very respectful young men, very grateful for me listening. And those are the types of kids that I would help out, you know?
Yeah. You know, because you asked a lot of people to take the time out and listen to your music. Sometimes, like you say, with you having 58,000 followers,
mm-hmm.
I know it's hard for you to listen to all the submissions and
if
you listen to them to call them back or take the time out to message them, you know, well, I think this, I think that. With 58,000 followers and if everybody sent you a song, it might take you a year to get back to them.
Right. And, you know, on top of that, that's just my Twitter. And then on my Facebook, I have 5,000 on my personal Facebook and 3,600 on my business. So that's over 8,000. And then I got 8,000 on my LinkedIn. And then I have a Pinterest, and then I have an Instagram. So you know, I just have people on all of my networks. And I can't possibly do the amount of work, even people with budgets who want to come in for projects. I just can't take on that much work. I have a couple people who help me on the side, but I have to be very careful about, you know, what I get involved in, if it's worth it.
Yeah.
So talent is one. Courtesy is really, really big on my list.
A big part, yeah. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I only have a little over 3,000 followers, and sometimes it gets overwhelming because, you know, people look and see what I'm doing, and I have a story, and my father's teachings, I have their music, and people message me, well, can you help me? Would you listen to my music? Or it's only 24 hours in a day.
Right.
And, you know, I figured you have to have help because, like you said, I'm just talking about on Twitter, and you just mentioned Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, I'm on everything.
Oh, my God.
Well, what I ask people to do is send me a cover letter, which, you know, would say hi, who you are, what you
mm-hmm.
do, what you're trying to get help with, and then an EPK, which, you know, there's lots of forms of EPK. You can have one on a website. You can have it in PDF form. You can have it in Dropbox form. but something organized so that I know when you contact me, what are you coming to me for? What are you looking to do? If you just want me to listen and give you an opinion, I can do that. But then that's just going to be worth my opinion, and then you would have to take the initiative to do whatever it is on your own. So there's a couple of people who have come to me with new record ideas. People are waiting through this virus, though, to see, you know, what they'd be able to do. Now, these are two bigger artists. One is a Grammy winner, and another one is I'll just say he was in a famous group way back in the day, a big R&B group. He's got a new record. There's another guy who was in another R&B group. He's got a big record. So I've got one blues player and two R&B players, and they're waiting to see, because they want to be able to tour in support of the record, which right now if you put out a record,
God,
it's fine. But if you put it out now, so what we're doing this summer is we're doing these charity campaigns with music wrapped into them, charity projects, artist promotion projects, trying to help artists, trying to help charities, just, you know, using the network that we have, which is substantial, to give back to the music community, to the communities in general, just trying to use the power of the social network that we have for good, for benefit, and I appreciate you guys reaching out to me with this opportunity to speak and get to know you a little bit better, you to know me as well. I welcome your listeners to follow me on Twitter. I'll follow you back. I follow back pretty much everybody, unless it's one of those crazy accounts. But, you know, anybody who's in the industry, any player, even if they're small, I'll follow them back.
Right. Well, you do. I'm a witness. You do, because you followed me when I had about 500 followers.
Yes,
indeed. You did, you know.
Excuse me, sir. Pardon the interruption. This is Mr. Risque, and it's already 4:43. I have some things I need to do. Captain, are you there?
Yeah. Oh, this is my artist Kelvin Haynes, aka Risque. My father taught him, you know. So, Ben Frank, I submitted a song. I think you got it. A Future Guru submitted it in also. I just wanted to introduce.
I got it loaded up, man. I got it ready to go.
Oh, okay. All right. You know, I just wanted to introduce him. Lady Lake, it's a beautiful story. I'll send you an article. It's, you know, my mom and I, we were just sitting down and a Google post popped up, and, you know, my mom collected Beanie Babies. And long story short, after the Beanie Babies, I Googled how much is the original Kerry Cleveland album worth, and it was worth over $450. And we took it from there. And Kelvin and another friend of mine learned from a father, and we got reconnected, and, you know, it's just added on to the story. It's a hell of a story. It's actually going viral in a short time. In about a year, my mom has 380,000 streams on Spotify. She has started performing. So, you know, we're getting together, adding on to the story, and Kelvin is a part of it. So I asked, you know, could he have his music played and introduce him to everyone, and that's it.
Awesome.
I like that. I like that, man. We're going to get to that banger. You already know, man. It's Home and the Artist. You ready?
Right on.
Let's get it.
Okay.
Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right, get your money right. You already know what it is.
Back at it. Jeff Mill. We heating up. Let's go. You see it?
Let's get it, baby.
Just to heat up.
This the heat up if you ain't thinking that we up. It's not me and Frank, you other rappers gotta team up. Slow up, keep up, already on our re-up. About to put a key up and sweep up. Just made nigga, I'm telling Nate that's ass fitting. Assume the position and knock your head when I'm spitting. Look how I'm living. Women by the pool, champagne on ice. You only get one life, but feel like we live this twice. I spit advice like a lesson learned. Tell me what you gained if you ain't get the earn. If you reach for fire, then you getting burned. You love it when it flips and the tables turn. Ooh, the tables turn, cause my mentor is now looking up to me, nigga. Jackpot, 777 like it's luckily, nigga. Middle finger in the sky if you fucks with me, nigga. And if I had your girl heart, I bet she stuck with me, nigga. Nothing less, like it's nothing more. Tell me who you coming for. A male been the main one. Headshot, gun to y'all. That's what you mean, mugging for like gang real. This is how the game feel when I ain't dropping nothing. If it ain't real, you dealing with the fakers. I'm rolling with the takers. 456, they can't shake us. Cool G, older rappers school me and they know. This is how the game go. I'm learning from Jada, a homie Fabo. Cause I breathe on them sitting in they top five. Tell me how you living, will you not lie? I'm all about my chicken like a pot pie. You looking at this money like a caca. Still eyeing me, no need to deny. Trying to dish you on existence for mail, fail to apply. I fell off, but now I'm touching the sky. And the pressure that I put, you niggas fail to apply. It's a mill. I got my weight up, so I'm feeling that I'm way up. I could do this in my sleep, like Stephen Curry with the layup. Look at the change up. Everybody say I change. You live and you learn. You're not supposed to stay the same. Nah. So my money grown as well as I've grown. All the places I've flown, couple things that I own, that's just the level up. I could be in hell with no water and shake the devil up. Wait until I'm hitting the stage to hold my medal up. I promise.
All money is legal.
Get your money right. Homer and the artist popping. They making a building. Hester in the building. Y'all like that joint you sent them, man? That's smooth, man. I like that. I like that.
Yeah. It's smooth.
Yeah,
man.
He's driving nowhere. He's just driving, smoking, driving, watching the sunset. He's driving. Nowhere.
Right, just, in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
Yeah, the way the song like came that. About is I'm from California, and I was driving from Oakland to Los Angeles, and there's a stretch where I'm on Highway 5. It's just a lot of cattle and Angus beef and traffic. And you're just stuck in this traffic. And I was just thinking, I'm like, man, I'm in the middle of nowhere. I'm trying to go anywhere away from here.
Yeah.
My head. And by the time I got to L.A., I'd written the whole song in my head. So I went in and I recorded it. And that's what came out.
And that's dope. So that came up with the song while you was driving.
Mm-hmm.
That's dope. You came up with the phone while you was driving. I like that.
Yeah,
same vision I had.
It gave me a thought of, you know, I talked about relationships. I talked about how hard it is to pay bills. And your friends on the outside looking in, but they don't really understand the hardships you're going through. They may just see the exterior and think, oh, he's doing fine. But the interior is saying something totally different. The interior says, man, I'm struggling here, God, and I need your help. So if you can do anything to help me, I would greatly appreciate it. Even if it's just give me something in my head to chant over and over while I am adjusting your feelings. Because I know that you got me, and I know that you'll take care of me. But right now, Lord, I'm in the middle of nowhere. But it's okay because I'm in the middle of nowhere with you. As long as I got you, I'll be all right. That's right.
I say amen to that.
That's where I'm at. And I really want to thank you both for also you just taking the time to listen to my music because you really didn't have to do it. It was awful nice of you. And when someone as kind as you guys are, you ought to be able to say thank you. So I'm just saying thank you very much. And I have plenty more where that comes from. But we can just take one step at a time. I'm cool with that.
And that's it, man. Like you say, man, you know, we've been friends for 50 years, dog. And it's a blessing, you know, that you helping carry on my father's legacy. And, man, it's right there, Ben Frank, man, that's a beautiful birthday present, man. Love you, dog.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you,
dog. Yeah, happy birthday again.
Dad, man, without your father taking the time to say, this is what you want, Kelvin, I'm willing to help you, I wouldn't be able to do the things I do. And people don't realize that we all need help, man. Sometimes we don't know how to get there, but there's someone that has already blazed the trail before us. And if we're fortunate enough to latch on and listen, that's the problem with a lot of us today. We don't want to listen to the people who've come before us who've already had to deal with some of the things we're facing. And they can make it a lot easier for us if we just take the time to listen, because they have a lot to say, man. Wisdom, yeah, knowledge is book-wise. That's cool. You can only gain so much knowledge through books. But wisdom is something giving on high from God. Time, and it takes experience, and it takes communication. That's why it says that you are to often listen to the ones before you, because they've already blazed this trail. So
yeah.
Your father was a great, great inspiration to me, man. I'll never forget. Austin Shaw Heston, I'll never forget when we were 6 years old coming from the beach, and your father loved Billy Preston, and he loved Bill Withers. And even though they were keyboard players, they were very similar to the message they promoted. And I just locked on to that, man. And I knew I wanted to be like Bernie Wells from Paul and Funkadelic. So I was the first cat. The first cat, I got my first synthesizer, not keyboard. Synthesizer when I was 18. That was like a long time. This is when keyboards had to be seen like switchboards. And I would take the keyboard and I would go down to this store late at night, find the outlet, plug it in, and start playing live outside. And all my friends from high school stuff would come out there and I would just be jamming. And that's how I got my notoriety. And then we went to Skyline High School in Oakland, and I did a pep rally with a band I introduced called Strike Three at the time. And, man, the rest was history.
I remember them. I remember them.
Yeah, man, Strike Three.
Incredible.
A long time ago, man.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you guys for letting me chime in. I won't take up much more of your time, but I'm sure Heston will get back with me, and I'll be glad to send you guys some more material at any time.
Oh, man, you know how we do, dog. You know,
it's a pleasure,
Ben, man. I've been knowing Ben Frank for about 6 months, man, and him and Future Guru are like brothers to me, man. My mom loved them. They've been helping out for forever, and people call in like Lady Lake, and it's really a pleasure meeting you, Lady Lake.
Thank you.
I've been following you for quite some time, and I know you're tired of me saying that, but it's an honor. Shout out to Ben Frank, Hip Hop Stock Exchange, and Lady Lake, and you as well, Risque.
Thank you, man.
You know.
I really do. So, Heston has my contact, and I did give him a press kit with a bio telling you about my history, and things that have insisted on what made me.
And
you guys just get back to me, okay?
All good, man.
Yeah,
come on,
it's all
man.
Love,
you know we're going to talk tonight. We're going to talk
keep
tonight.
Keep making great music.
Thank you, man. God
keep
bless you.
Keep making great music.
Bless you, man.
Bless you too, man. What's up? Right. Yeah, we got Future Guru in the building. What's popping, brother?
Oh, man, I'm in the building, man. I just can't even get my hair cut, man. I had to make a move, man. My barber said he can cut my hair today, man. I made an essential trip to his garage, man. He got a nice crib and got his whole station set up, man. So I got to support, man. You know, I have my mask on. He had his mask on, you know. It's all good, man.
Yeah.
Hey, I gotta give a shout out to Big Hex because it's his birthday. Happy birthday, bro!
Thank you, man. Thank you, family. My brother from another mother.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's his birthday, man. I wanted to give a shout out, and even though I was in that barber chair, man, I said, at least I'm gonna make it before the show go off. So, you know, I'm running around and doing my thing out here, man. Hashtag essential work, essential worker. Hashtag we outside. Yeah. Shout out to Lady Lake too, man. I follow Miss Lady Lake, man. She got a nice page. She got great info on her page. She's very supportive of the indie artists out there and the businesses out there. So make sure y'all tap in with her, man. I really like your page.
Thank you very much. We try to help everybody that we can.
Nah, that's awesome. There's a lot of love spread around on your page, and that's what we need out here. We need national unity. We need national unity and global solidarity if we want to make it as independents and artists out here and businesses. That's how you got to think. You got to think national unity and global solidarity. I'm just trying to put that out there for y'all, so y'all know the theme. No?
That's very true.
That's right. That's what we do.
That's right.
Great work, y'all.
Great work.
Who else did we have on the line that was talking about?
Hey, he got off the line.
Who was that?
Yeah, he gone. He had to go.
Who was that? Who was
they
that?
They played this Risque, my boy, Kelvin Hayes. He chimed in and spread some love. And Ben Frank played the song for us.
That's all good, man. Glad to hear it, man. Stop doing your thing, man.
I'm having a lovely birthday, man. You know, sharing it with loved ones, you know. I haven't laid eyes on y'all physically, and I love y'all like brothers, man.
So much love, man. You already know how we do, man. We here, we family. Matter of fact, it's your birthday. We might as well just get into your mother's song, man. Timeless music, man. You know, might as well. So you right,
hey.
Man. Your family.
Might as well.
Might as well. Let's get straight to it. Home of the indie artist. Let's go.
Thank you.
Yo, this is Barry Bonds, and you tuned into the Hip Hop Stock Exchange, home of the independent artists. You know how it go. Get your mind right, get your money right. Jinkle Mafia, baby.
Yeah. This remind me like my grandfather house. On the weekends, make chicken, feed the whole family. All those guys, everybody ate. We all eating. We hold hands and say the grace. Only way to give thanks. God is great. God is good. All praise is due. Thank you for our food. We hold hands and say the grace. Only way to give thanks. God is great. God is good. All praise is due. Thank you for our food. Swear to God, we gon' eat forever. That long money, how you sleeping better? Used to think success was a new song, till I rolled in that thing with the roof gone. Poof. Here's a toast to the man upstairs, cause we up like chandelier. Sipping Bel Air up in Bel Air. We done conform to this hell here. Don't be a fool, diamonds just keep us cool. Hard blocks was the tool, hard knocks was the school. Every day if I want, I can have my favorite dish. Thank God somebody taught me how to fish. A lot of people bailed on the click. Stayed down, never switched. Put a triple double on my wrist. I'm in the zone, I can't miss. We hold hands and say the grace. Only way to give thanks. God is great. God is good. All praise is due. Thank you for our food. We hold hands and say the grace. Only way to give thanks. God is great. God is good. All praise is due. Thank you for our food. Delivered now. Wasn't down a long time ago. The fake ones fell like dominoes. Another toast is for Uncle Joe. 2-5. May God bless his soul. May the singer hours never fold. Jingle Mafia, I put that on my soul. We out here making what we want. While we waiting out Trump. Manifest everything that's in my press. All I need is good health and investment. We hold hands and say the grace. Only way to give thanks. God is great. God is good. All praise is due. Thank you for our food. We hold hands and say the grace. Only way to give thanks. God is great. God is good. All praise is due. Thank you for our food.
Fire. If I'm starting to change, better get your mind right. Get your money right. You see it popping, y'all.
Man, that's just, I'm just living out today, man. You know, birthdays are the most important days in everyone's individual life. Fuck Christmas, fuck New Year's. The day you was born is your special day.
Yeah, man, that's right, man.
That's it, man. Everything else comes second. In each and everyone's personal life, your birthday is the most important day.
That's right, man. I definitely agree with that, man. I know how I feel when it's my birthday, man. But all the best to you, bro, and hope you're having a great one, man. You know how we do, man. Turn up Wednesday.
Hey.
Wild out Wednesday.
Just because of y'all, man, it topped it off, man. 5 o'clock this morning it started, and it's 5 o'clock in the evening, man. 12 hours of unbelievable shit, man. 12 hours I'm quarantined by myself, man. But this is one of my best birthdays, really.
You gotta learn how to enjoy the moment, man. You gotta learn how to enjoy those special moments.
That's it, man. You know, I don't want to sound like I don't have much of a life, but social media is a big part, man, and I'm feeling the love, man. All day long, dog, all day long. All day long, man, I got happy birthdays from all over the world. You know, I thought it was special when my mom had a birthday. I understood her, you know, because she sings, she's famous, and lo and behold, Heston Cleveland almost that famous. Never planned this to be this way, man, but it is what it is, man. Social media, love is the strongest feeling, man. And you don't have to, you could love somebody and not even see them, not even touch them, man.
Could I jump in for a second, you guys?
Yeah, of course.
I want to say on this, on the happy birthday and social media of it all. Social media, it is what it is, but you know, you really can connect with people across the world that you wouldn't get the opportunity to see in real life, especially in these circumstances, and form relationships. And it's about these types of relationships, the one we're forming right here and now, that are so meaningful. And so I want to just reach out to you guys, all of the artists you support, your fans, your network, to join mine. And let's rise up together. Let's support one another. Anybody is welcome to, you know, except for my personal Facebook, which is full, but any of my other accounts, please feel free. Your artist, no matter how small, you know, reach out, say hello, say who you are. I'd be willing to, you know, follow you or friend you or whatever the case may be. And I wish you a happy birthday. And on that note, I want to jump out of the conversation. I got so much on my plate. And like I said, you know, I'm the head of this. I do have some help, but I really am the one that runs the show. I wanted to express my thanks for y'all's having me on the platform tonight. And please do stay in contact and have all of y'all's people come and say hello. And I thank you very much.
You know, and much love, Lady Lake, in the building.
Thank you, guys. Have a lovely evening and a happy birthday. And I wish you all the best with your platform. And please do stay in touch and please do connect with me further. Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
We're going to keep those shout outs coming your way. All the way.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you guys so much. Have a great night. Thank you very much.
You too.
Stay blessed. Stay safe. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Home of the
Indianapolis.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
That's what it is. You see it. Worldwide. That's what's up, though. We're going to play a couple bangers. We're going to come right back. That's birthday,
sure.
So you know we're going to play that heat. Let's get started.
Yeah.
Swim, play with that bag, I'll be the sim.
Pay a couple bands, have my nigga friend.
Got them in and I ain't even see them, cause they ran through them for the PM. Yo, bitch, all on my dick, nigga, she all off in my DM. She mad at me, start talking shit, cause I spit the ass like some new rims. Step on the dope, it's a new Tim. Since Hog died, no new friends. Better slow it down, she can't take the heat. I had to tighten up my loose ends. Sloppy, then wrap it neat, then double back for my back ends. My white boy come from out of town, he pay a little more than my black friend. In the studio, running in and out, I done saw the Mac for the track in. Right bands got mad at me, said if you go out, don't come back
damn,
in.
Right,
bands
like
picking
that
up pistol cases, but you still won't catch me lacking.
Fuck.
I'm a tone setter, nigga, game changer. Coach take me out and put me back
I set
in.
The tone, goddamn.
Nigga,
already slow that.
Hoes niggas ain't talking about shit. shit. Hold niggas, I ain't talking about this. Hold niggas, I ain't talking about that.
Hey man, bitch, shut up.
Flexing with the re-up, but ain't nothing put up. Nigga, you a bitch. Laying with your hoe, but you talk about me, nigga. You gon' get your bitch hit.
Hood.
And I know where you be, nigga, when you trapping at your little bitty dirty ass spot. Send my uncle the bitch, do a shakedown, nigga. He ain't find one motherfucking
man,
knot.
What the fuck?
How the fuck you niggas got so little, but you bitch niggas always talking about a lot.
Captain,
since
nigga.
I can remember, since a little bitty nigga, I've been fresh off the motherfucking block.
Hood.
Everything I got it hard. At my auntie house, locking hard. Got it slapping bad, it's rocking hard. Plastic bags and pirate's drawers. It's stacking starve, nigga, sink or swim. Play with that bag, I'll be the sim. Pay a couple bands, have my nigga free him. Got him in and I ain't even see him, cause they ran through him for the PM. Yo, bitch, all on my dick, nigga. She all off in my DM. She mad at me, start talking shit, cause I spit the ass like some new rims. That phone is dope, been some new Tim. Since Hog died, no new friends.
Oh, hey, I want to stop dead, my nigga.
Smoking gelato like I hit the lotto, goddammit. I ain't nothing.
West side, bitch. Mother Rose.
Hood.
Day one, nigga. Hood.
Yes, 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 yes. Shout out to Hip Hop Stock Exchange. Spread the God. I'm just calling in for the love of the game, for the love of hip hop. Y'all already know what it is. Thanks for showing me love, man. Y'all stay up.
Love, 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 love.
And war. I got too much Malcolm to play this Kanye album. And all of the rappers I used to listen to, shit, now I'm around them. And all of the friends I made in the industry, on one hand I could count them. On one finger waving around, I'm singing that CeeLo Green and I'm loud, I'm yelling, fuck you, and them too. Not gentle with a pencil, hit you with lead, the way that it sprayed it red, I'm scribbling shit I've been through. Got my sword and I got my pen too, I'm with all that shit you asking for. Whatever y'all try and get into, this rap shit or that casket, blast it. Till everyone is near, you hear this classic that I mastered in every way. I say that I'm AI and this is practice. All of the tactics that I attack with, that's it. That shit in my package, figure the way that I deliver. Give them the numbers and they can track it, that's it. They want smoke, we match it. Front and we rolling backwards. Burn them, I turn and pass it. Hit them and flick they ashes. Word to my daddy. I'm really not that savage. But I ain't pussy, man, don't push me, man. Them boys, they catnip. That's over their head, but it's no cap whenever I play my anthem. I got them standing, hand on their forehead, salute you, captain. Cause I'm a star, I spangled the charm, and it's hanging like a banner. Standing right next to Cap. Trying to conquer this whole game and then divide that shit. All them demons that I was fighting, I made alliance with. I lost my daddy, that's a scar on me, that's lying shit. He was a king, now I'm a reign, fuck all that crying shit. Fuck all that crying shit.
Yeah. Make way, I'm Rob.
Yeah.
Rashid like Wop.
Yeah.
Two texts that I eject, yeah, kiss the game goodbye.
Yeah.
Can't kill what's real. They tried, I survived. Came back with a strap, clapping, aiming at your top five. Yo, I saw you with Nas. And on stage, J Protégés, y'all rock the mic, that's live. Why the fuck you ain't signed? When the fuck's your time? You could probably go lead the new school where you busting them rhymes. Man, I'm stuck on my grind.
Yeah.
Dollar signs in my mind.
Yeah.
Bags under my eye. Storm coming, I'm calm. War, I'm on the front lines.
Yeah.
Nip past the baton that one time that I shook his hand. I took it then, continued up on this marathon, and I never ran. From no man, I was programmed to stay low key and lock shit down. Be the king, hold your crown on your throne, but don't sit around. All eyes on me, that's rise, homie. I'm Tupac and I get around. I ain't come here to be unclear. It ain't my year, it's my right now. It's a lot of clowns, and I got rounds of fire that y'all could jump through. Youngin said I was running late. I told him it's past your curfew. Patience ain't complacent. And waiting ain't no virtue. You gon' eat, or this game will eat you alive.
And this whole game and then divide that shit. All them demons that I was fighting, I made alliance with. I lost my daddy, that left a scar on me, that's lying shit. He was a king, now I'm a reign. Fuck all that crying shit. Fuck all that crying shit.
Yeah, make way, I'm Rob.
Yeah.
Rashid like Wop.
Yeah.
Two texts that I eject, yeah, kiss the game goodbye.
Yeah.
Can't kill what's real. They tried, I survived. Back with a strap, clapping, aiming at top five.
I got too much Malcolm to play this Kanye album, and not enough Martin to be marching without my gun. I be so focused on that road up ahead of me, I be forgetting just how far I've come. I got a team and I believe in them too, but I can't help but feeling like I'm the one. Cause I be on that front line to the finish, and I'm running through that shit cause I'm not done.
Fire. Pop Stock Exchange, better get your mind right, get your money right. Yo, how's you want to get some shout out before we go up there, brother?
Oh, yeah, man. First of all, I got to give a shout out to you, Future Guru, Lady Lake, all the listeners, my mom, and Risque.
That's what's up, man. Definitely. Shout out for Lady Luck. Lady, for calling in earlier, man. For real, Cindy. Definitely drop a lot of jewels, man. Shout out to Future Guru. You already know the network. We'll be back next Wednesday. Home and Andy Artist. Definitely had a good show tonight. You know what I mean? We're going to finish up with one more banger. You know, happy birthday once again, brother. You already know.
Thank you, my family. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Yeah. Many more. Wish you many more. Enjoy many more, you know? We here.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. We're going to be talking to you on your next year birthday, too, man. Because we ain't going
to. Right.
You know.
You know it.
Word up, man. That's what it
all
is.
All right,
next
man.
Week, you already know. Determination,
yes,
perseverance,
sir.
Keep the goals in front of you. You know what I mean? Until next Wednesday, happy birthday once again, and one love, man.
Thank you, man.
All money is legal. Let's get it, baby. Our children.
Let the angels sing to him. Watch the God rain on him. Let the angels sing to him. Watch the God rain on him. Let the angels sing to him. Watch the God rain on him. Pray for him cause I pray on him. Let's get it, baby. I'm back like I never took 5 years off. My unk burn on cross, I burn all cross. You and yours the God hot like Molotov. Truly yours, my wisdom, open doors. Live from Giza, blowing loud, you can hear it. With your third eye, you can see it. Sunsets will never leave us, sunrise will never beat us. The frequency in your speakers to do all praises. The level up, I move adjacent. I'm outside of time, no time for waiting. Greatness in the making, influence the game with a mill legacy. I'm reciting this destiny, you can witness this recipe on how I chef it. My reflection in the desert, energy kinetic, accepted. None stopping, it's illuminated opulence. Golden my sarcophagus is for the populace. Ameliaga, Godfather.
Get it, baby.
My ex exploding like a macabre.
You see it?
Live like a god, die like a martyr. Spiral Americana, you know the mantra. Illuminate melatonin.
Oh, yeah.
DNA from the chosen. Live forever in this moment.
Yeah,
my atonement, full of rituals. Alchemy, bring residuals. Interesting in the principle.
You see it?
Let the angels sing to him.
Sing to him. See it?
Watch the God rain on him.
Rain on.
Let the angels sing to him.
Sing to him.
Watch the God rain on him.
Rain on.
Let the angels sing to him.
Sing to him.
Watch the God rain on him.
Rain on.
Pray for him cause I pray on him.
All money is legal. Let's get it, baby. Let's get it, baby.
Fire.